This is Keeping It Real with Nairi and Fiona and Greg. Do you want to start with your beer, Greg? Hey, it's from where I was born. It's from Thunder Bay.
Yep. Hmm. It's called White Oak Sleeping Giant Brewing Company. Never had it before. This is the first one. Chris got this one today.
And it's an IPA.
Hazy India Pale Ale. It's okay. I'm not a pale ale kind of guy, but, you know, this one's not too bad. Unlike the predictable weather in northwestern Ontario, this beer is predictably delicious with aromas of papaya and a smooth, refreshing mouthfeel.
I did not taste papaya.
That's kind of weird, eh? A refreshing mouthfeel. I don't know if I like that word.
I was like, where are the papayas growing in
I know, papaya. Yeah. That got me right there. Papaya and a smooth, refreshing mouthfeel. This hazy IPA is dominated by juicy and tropical fruit notes, making it a go-to for blizzards and heat waves. The beer is unfiltered and unpasteurized.
Ooh.
There you go. Doesn't taste too bad. It does have that fruity taste to it, which, you know, I'm not much for fruity beers, but hey, I'll drink it. I'll choke her down.
Fiona and I are enjoying a favorite. We've had this one before. It's Zed Alexander Brown Uncaged Cabernet Sauvignon. It is a 2021 California.
It's a bad year.
No, you know what? This is a really good wine. So this is in the local LCBO, and it's in the vintages section, but it's not that expensive, like $22. $22, nice. Not that, but no, it's a really nice spread. So 14.5% alcohol. You'll need that because today is the time change night.
Mm-hmm.
Time change.
But the good fall back.
So we are leaving daylight savings time and going back to standard time.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't get. They don't just leave it at standard time, but hey, that's just
so
me.
I was wondering, I really wonder how far the clock's got to go back, because this week there is a Beatles song and a Rolling Stones album on the air. Like, so are we going back to 1963?
At least maybe the 70s, 1970 maybe.
We can go back later than that. So I don't know how far back we're turning the clocks.
Wow.
New Beatles song, new Rolling Stones, and it's 2023. They're still going.
Some kind of anomaly.
Kind of. It's an anomaly. So,
Rita Star Trek.
So, yes, the clocks go back 1 hour. This is not the time change that is as problematic as the spring.
The spring one messes people up a lot more.
But one is associated with some mental health issues. So if you have seasonal affective disorder, then that loss of
daylight.
And yeah, that can make a big difference in your mm-hmm. life for sure. Some people have issues with that.
Yeah. But the whole, concept of daylight savings time, I mean, it's, you know, Benjamin Franklin came up with the idea in the 18th century. He didn't have electric lights. Like,
yeah. It would make sense back then.
Maybe, even then, you know? Yeah. And then.
I always thought it was to do with like farming so that they had better light.
Got nothing to do with farmers at all.
They always said that, but I...
No, so the history is that the first person to kind of come up with this idea was Benjamin Franklin in the 18th century. Franklin noted that waking up closer to sunrise gave him more hours a day to illuminate his home. Of course, because you didn't have electric lights, blah, 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 makes sense. But, maybe it did save energy back then. And then the second person was a George Bernard Hudson in the late 19th century New Zealand. And he was an entomologist and astronomer who proposed the idea of moving clocks forward to the Wellington Philosophical Society. He just wanted to look at bugs longer. That's really all it was.
Jesus Christ.
And then the third person was William Willett in early 20th century United Kingdom. And the reality is none of these people ever actually saw this whole concept come to fruition.
Really?
Yeah. So, they died before it happened.
Wow.
But so once World War I came along, this idea came, the idea of saving energy. But I mean, really, does it save energy? No, because you either, so now you would warm your, so if you're up earlier and it's dark, if you're up at 5 o'clock to go to work and it's dark, your heat's on, mm-hmm. So it doesn't really make a difference.
Then your lights come on and everything else. So yeah, so now
you're not saving anything.
No, at the once World War I was over, the pushback against daylight savings time grew stronger, particularly from the farmers, because it didn't make any sense. You still got to farm the field, but whether it's 5 a.m. or 6 a.m., it doesn't matter.
You're still going out.
So they were the ones who protested the most about against it. So, but Anyways.
Interesting.
Yeah. So there you go. It's, and then of course now, like, it's all bureaucratic. Like, so Ontario won't change because Quebec and the New York State won't change. Yeah,
won't change. So change your damn clock. Like, figure this shit out.
Just leave it at
like,
daylight. Yeah, leave like, it at standard time.
Standard time. Yeah. Like, I don't.
I was going to say, let's do the switch right now, but then stay that way.
And stay that way. Yeah, we don't need to go in March.
Back. And they keep talking about, oh, man.
But it comes down to bureaucracy, and that's all it is. Because,
come on.
And I think, okay, so if you can't, how we survive. You know, we trade with time zones all the time. Like, if we couldn't handle a time zone, we wouldn't be buying stuff from China.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, or like, mm-hmm. oh, heaven forbid, like, I can figure out what time to call Vancouver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, what time to, like, our membership program is based in the UK. If I have a tech support, I think, okay, if it's 9 a.m. here, it's noon there.
Yeah.
Like, I can figure this out. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, it's not that hard. Yeah, you know, 1 o'clock, you know, we can figure out. I can add 5 hours. Yeah. So dumb. But anyways. So
health benefits and health reactions to this.
I think a lot of it is just pissed off anger because everybody's like, oh.
Yeah. Maybe. Or they have that idea that you're actually getting an extra hour sleep.
But you're really, you're not.
You're not. Yeah, you're not. If you go to bed an hour earlier, you get
an extra
hour
sleep. And you do it every single night.
Yeah. You get an extra hour sleep.
Yeah. And just what I've read that they've said, at least if you work out at 7 o'clock, stick with the same time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It might be a little rough for a couple days until your body adjusts.
I've never really noticed.
No, but we're healthy and we keep a regular routine. Yeah.
I don't really notice it every year when we go.
I don't like, we do it, like, you know, when it's dark in the morning. But then we also live in a northern climate. It's going to be dark in the morning. Yeah.
So we go to work when it's dark and I come home when it's dark.
It is rough getting up sometimes in the morning.
It is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I definitely. Like, oh. Yeah. And then there's also studies a lot of people in the States are pushing for to keep it on daylight savings time so that you have light in the evening. But that's actually not good for your circadian rhythms.
No.
Because
how do you go to sleep?
How do you go to sleep? You need more light in the morning.
Yeah. Yes.
So, but I mean, all this being said, we have opposite extremes, right? So in the closer you get to the Arctic Circle or to Antarctica, it's different, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you have the opposite effect, right? So, you know, how do people in northern, real extreme north, they manage just fine. So
yeah, I mean, look at Iceland. It's not getting dark until midnight when we
were
there in
April. Even further north, like Norway.
So it's like
parts of our country.
I wonder what Ullapool's like when we were there.
We were there.
It was daylight. It went dusky for 1 o'clock or so in the morning, and then it was daylight again. So
I slept just fine.
Yeah,
but that's what blackout shades are for.
Yeah,
but your body, it definitely is a challenge, but. Yeah, so the fall change is definitely associated with more like mental health issues. So, you know, because
seasonal
affective disorders. Yeah. So
I could see that.
Yeah. So the one possible explanation is that the sudden advancement of sunset from 6 p.m. to 5 p.m. has a negative psychological impact on individuals prone to depression.
I think that has a lot to do with sunlight during the day, too. Like, we get so many cloudy days.
Or you don't make a time to get outside.
Oh, it's cold. I can't go outside. Where we go outside quite a bit.
We have no choice with the dog. We have
no choice with the dog, right? So you're outside, so you don't notice it. But yeah, some people don't go outside like the whole time they're home.
Well, you can go from your house to your car to your work. And never actually go outside
for a total of 2 minutes.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's it, eh?
Yeah.
Don't get any vitamin D.
And so maybe that's what they need to do is look at increasing that vitamin D in the winter months.
Go, you know, if it's the brightest part of the day is going to be lunchtime, so go out for a walk at lunchtime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even though it's cold. Like, you can dress for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah, but it's the springtime one that is the most difficult. Yeah. And, you know, because there are quite a few studies saying that that spring when you lose an hour. So there's a Swedish study that found that the risk of having a heart attack increases in the first 3 weekdays, switching to daylight savings in the springtime.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I almost think that you have to get ready before that, right? To adjust your...
Yeah, but who does that?
No, and that's what they, you know, that's what I mean. But like I said, I've never had a problem with it. I never had an issue with it.
But I also think if you're prone to heart disease or having health issues, then I think you're going to...
Maybe.
And your family or genetics, right?
Mm-hmm.
Plays a part in that, too.
You know, and if you don't have maybe sort of good healthy habits, you're not going to weather that 1 hour change. Because it takes for most people, it takes about a week to get used to that. A week,
probably. But.
Yeah. Or trigger cluster headaches, too.
Ooh.
Yeah. Say. Yeah.
Never heard of that one.
Say, while rare, cluster headaches can ambush you as a result of daylight savings time. The excruciating headaches are among the most painful sort, typed by debilitating stabbing pain around the eyes.
Ooh.
Yeah. but unbelievably quick and can peak within 15 minutes to a few hours.
Oh, can you imagine a few hours? Like, oh my God.
So occur a few times throughout the day, unlike a migraine, which can stretch out over a day or two. I guess that's where you kind of get that stabbing pain sometimes.
Yeah.
But
when up with your head on your desk.
I think it's believed abnormalities in your circadian rhythm are to blame, and since your biological clock and sleep patterns are thrown off.
Yeah. Well, and then talking about tiredness induced by the clock change is thought to be the main cause for an increase in traffic accidents on the Monday following that springtime change.
I have heard that before.
And workplace productivity is down. Yeah. People are cranky.
Cranky, for sure.
Not even people can be cranky.
I can see it, like people that have sleeping, like bad sleeping habits to begin with, and all of a sudden they get into this time chain, then it could just mess right up.
Totally.
If you sleep fine every night, I don't think there's much of a.
But I think people have a real struggle with sleep.
Oh, a lot of people do. Like I talk to people at work, and it's like, you know, I sleep like.
I know you do.
I'm done. My head hits the pillow and I'm done. Like,
Yeah.
I never get to watch Jeopardy half the time because I fall asleep.
We found it on an earlier channel. It's
earlier at 9:30. So 10 o'clock, I'm like, done.
Well, and they say adults should get 7 to 9 hours.
Yeah, and that's basically what I get, 7. On the weekend, I'll get like 8.5.
Yeah, but you also shouldn't make too much. Like, you shouldn't sleep in super long on the weekend. Like, an hour is usually about the most. An hour is
what we do, right?
Yeah. Alcohol may impact sleep.
What? Mm-hmm.
It does, actually. I know it does. It actually messes mine up.
Makes you fall asleep, but then it's not the same. Then it wakes you up, right?
Yeah. You won't wake up because we got the pasties and you got to get water and freaking I got to pee.
All of a sudden you break out in a sweat and you're dry.
Oh, yeah. It's like, how come it's so hot in here?
It might have nothing to do with the 6 IPAs. I can't handle six IPAs.
That last time when those IPAs, that last one we had.
You might fall asleep, but you definitely don't sleep well. And then I think the screen time thing is a.
I think it could make a difference.
I think it depends on what you're looking at. Number one, you know, like so, if you're
looking at porn, there's going to be problems there. Like,
I wasn't going to go there, but you would. idea is that the blue light is. Can affect your hormones, and melatonin.
I think when most people, if they're done like half an hour to an hour before they go to bed, it's fine. But the people that go right up to when they go to bed,
they're still scrolling
and things like that. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's not like we watch TV or anything of it. We go to bed and we sleep. That's it.
Yeah.
There's no TV, there's no electronics in our bedroom other than my freaking clock.
The old school clock radio.
Clock radio.
We have the same.
Yeah, and that's it.
Although
that's
he does use his phone as an alarm.
That's my alarm, but it never goes off because I have a dog in my nose.
Yeah, you have your own alarm.
4:50. Yeah. So I can shut my alarm off. Yeah,
I have mine.
No blue screen there.
big
brown nose. Right off my freaking forehead.
Yeah, and I mean, what you watch, you know, if you're watching something that's like, you know, like say, oh, do you guys watch Ozark? I said, I can't watch that stuff before bed because then I'll.
Yeah, see, that doesn't bother me.
It bothers me. I'm just like,
it's violent movie, I can't. I'm fine. Yeah.
You know, blood and guts before bed. It's all good.
I don't care.
No, I can't watch that kind of stuff before bed. It's just like, I can watch something funny.
Comedies before bed. But yeah, I can watch. I
don't
care.
I can't.
Or, you know, we watch food porn. So it's just
so they go to bed hungry. Like, oh.
I think that would be my problem. I'd waking up at 2 o'clock having to sneak through the fridge grabbing.
Damn, well, which brings me to my next sleep point about if you're having trouble sleeping, you may be struggling with weight loss.
Maybe.
Oh, no, more than just maybe.
Oh, I know, maybe.
So not getting enough sleep can sabotage your efforts. A lack of sleep is linked to poor food choices. Mm-hmm.
Choices, yes.
Increased hunger and calorie intake and decreased physical activity, ultimately leading to weight gain.
Because you figure you don't get a good sleep. You're not going to work. You don't want to work out.
So I was a conversation in the gym about something like that the other day. And I think it was Michelle had said, her husband got up in the middle of the night and he was eating chips. She got so mad. Like, what are you doing eating eating chips?
Wow.
At midnight.
Wow.
Like, have some cereal or something. Like,
jeez.
You know, and
go back to bed and suck it up.
Like, I can't imagine.
Or a glass of water, maybe.
A glass of water. You're probably not hungry.
Yeah.
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 I can't imagine stuffing chips in my face. I mean, I'm just going to stand in front of the fridge and just
give her.
Eat, you know? Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, 7 to 9 hours, you need that for your sleep, for weight loss. So. and your energy levels and your physical recovery from workouts.
Recovery from a workout. Like, can you imagine like having a hard workout, like which I had yesterday too. And I mean, I couldn't imagine only having like 4 or 5 hours sleep and then not being able to recover.
But then you crave all the junk food because your body's just like,
well, we don't crave junk. I don't crave junk food. We
have good habits.
Yeah.
But we try to teach people good habits.
You do get sick less often when you get sleep too.
Right. Oh yeah. Sleep, especially your energy levels.
The weather's turning the way it is and people are catching everything.
When the weather is shite.
Mm-hmm. Have a good nap.
Have a good nap.
Go to sleep.
Naps are good.
Improves your mood.
Yeah.
Improves your
wake
mood.
Up in a better mood. No,
but absolutely. I'm not saying a 2 hour nap when you lay down.
20 minutes.
And then go straight to La La Land. But I'm saying a 20 minute nap like is decent. It'll recharge everything.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and chronic poor sleep is associated with more mental health issues, depression, anxiety. So you need to create good sleep habits. So cut the wine out a few hours before bed. Mm-hmm. If you have to eat something, have a light snack, like, you know, a little bit of cereal. That's all you need. You don't want to go to bed hungry because then you don't sleep well anyways. But you also don't want to eat something heavy because then you don't sleep well.
No, you don't want to have a full meal. Oh, let's have that roast beef and cat. Yeah, like everything. Like,
And then that room should be dark, cool, quiet, white noise.
Yeah, I can imagine having a warm bed. I got to have the window open and the fan me too. Oh, yeah. Even in the winter.
Oh, yeah. But then you don't want to get out in the morning. It's like, oh, it's so cozy.
I know. You get the old headlock from the covers. Get it in a chokehold.
They also say that nicotine isn't a good thing. Like if you quit smoking, nicotine is a stimulant and will make it harder for you to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That's where like maybe melatonin or talking to your healthcare professional.
Well,
maybe.
I would think so because melatonin is one of those things. Too,
it's supposed to be temporary, but people are inclined to take it all the time.
People go on it all the time and then they want to, it's not working. I get something hard, like, heavier to do it, because your body produces melatonin, and as soon as you go kind of
throw your levels off,
right? Like,
I'm not because we've never had to use it, but meant to just be a temporary thing.
We have a lot of kids at school that get on it, but they don't want it, they want to take it all the time. I said, no, it's only temporary, you know, it's only for when you are having
sleep habits, exercise, eat right,
and that's it.
Activity, get some daylight.
That's why be active during the day to make yourself tired. For at night, like
that's right.
I
notice a difference if I have workout days and not workout days. Mm-hmm. I sleep better on workout days.
Oh, for sure, yeah. You know,
do love my sleep.
I find that the days that I don't work out, my brain is working a little bit more, and it takes.
Jeez, if that's all it is, my brain's going all the time.
No, on the days that I work out and it's a busy day at work or even at the gym and things like that, I don't find I have a hard time sleeping.
Yeah,
but on a day that I don't work out, it takes me probably half an hour longer to sleep because I'll lay there in bed and just kind of think about things and then I fall asleep.
My favorite's when I hear him fall asleep and I could be talking to him and all of a sudden, and I think, give him a dick. Like,
hey, I'm still talking
how
to
dare
you.
Fall asleep.
Yeah.
How do you do that so fast?
I'm talking here.
Yeah. Like, I can, I know exactly the time.
It's because we listen for our name.
You don't hear.
If you don't hear your name, I don't have to listen to it. Right?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. I said,
Greg, yes, I'm listening.
So I got up last night to get some water. I said, okay? I said, yeah, I need water and a frying pan. Stop freaking snoring. I get the little one or do I get the big 12-inch bugger? I'm sorry.
I don't know I'm snoring. Like, really?
Yeah. I'm nudging him.
But I think it's because if I sleep on my back when I have my nose plugged, then that's what happens. I'll sleep on my back and then...
Oh, yeah. You were mouth breathing for sure.
And that's another thing, too. We were talking about, today even, reading or anything like that, where you kind of put you out.
Yeah.
It takes
me a month to read a book with a chapter book,
Not just picture books.
Not just picture books.
I've got a kid at the gym who brings Thomas the Train all the time.
That's right, yeah. So, I mean, I can read it. Like tonight, I'm reading a book and I'm like, boop. Yeah. It's like, geez.
It was the same.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God. Read something over three times.
Yeah,
I just read this
paragraph four times.
Yeah, for sure. And then I guess, relaxing music, meditating,
Having a warm bath.
Today, we'll have the jazz music on and everything. And I'm just
relaxing.
Like,
yeah.
Some sleepy time tea.
The eyes start rolling back in my head and I don't get to sleep.
Greg, you want
to
go to bed?
No, I want to see the end of Jeopardy.
Yeah.
His thing
Who's
is
gonna
like,
win Jeopardy?
Like the end of Dateline.
Dateline last night. Like, did he go to jail? Like, I'm a bitch. I missed 10 minutes and I don't know whether he went to jail or not.
That's too funny.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know how he killed the people, but I don't know if he went to jail or not. It's like, come on.
That's our Friday night. Oh, yeah. How exciting is that?
Dateline.
But Friday nights, I'm the same. Like, I don't gonna do anything. Like, I'm shutting down. Like, after the week, that's it.
That's it. It's just an easy night. It's like, come on. We're done early. Easy night. I watch Dateline.
Try to stay up for the end of it, but you don't. Yep. So you're going to make it? Yep. Yep.
And then you black out. I black out for like 2 minutes at a time. Right? And I say, okay, I can follow it. But then the last section is like, oh, shit. It was like 5 minutes. I missed too much now.
You're seeing the credits. Yeah. Like,
what the hell? Keith Morrison.
Need a PVR just so you can fast forward to the end. Like, oh, okay. I know.
And that's how the story goes. And it's like Keith Morrison at the end.
You know what? It's his voice. It's like, it puts you to sleep.
Mm-hmm. I swear to God.
Mm-hmm. You need his podcast. You can put that on your
sleeve. Awesome. If I had Keith Morrison, he'd be the awesome, like, Halloween story.
Anyways, Peter now we're going on a sidetrack. So there you go. This time change isn't going to mess you up nearly as much as the one coming up in March. But now's the time to get into good sleep habits.
Yeah, it's time to get over it.
Or move to the equator.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. 12 hours of sunshine.
12 hours of sunshine.
Doesn't matter what time of year it is.
What you do.
Or when it is.
Yeah. Holy cow.
There
Costa
you go.
Rica, 12 hours of sunshine.
Yeah. It's near the equator. That's mm-hmm. how I like do you. This is a geography lesson too.
I know. There you go.
This is another episode. Keep it real. Diary Fiona, Greg.